Hey there, guys. What's up? Welcome back. This is the Etc. podcast. You guys already know. It's late in the fucking day. It's, what is it, like fucking 9 right now? I don't know when we're going to be releasing this shit, but it's Friday, you know, as we always do it. And we're going to be talking about some very personal stuff to me. This motherfucker has a grudge for some reason. I don't know what the fuck is up his ass, but we're going to talk about some real shit. But like, first of all, how are you doing, man? How you been?
Dude, I'm good. Yes. For those of you that are new, I'm Jesse. That's Eddie.
That's me.
Welcome. What's new with me, dude? Nothing much, man.
Nothing much.
It's April. We're about halfway through April. It's going by so quick. I don't know what's going on, man.
The days are coming closer, man.
I think it's a sign of
the days coming closer. What the fuck does that even mean?
It's a sign of the end. We're close to the end, and I think this is a perfect way to transition into.
What are you talking about?
I don't know, but
that's what I think you're talking about. A bunch of bullshit.
I'm sorry, Eddie.
Listen, before we get started on your fucking heresy, because I feel it. It's bubbling up inside of you. Please make sure to follow us on, on all the platforms, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, yes. Linktree. It's in the descriptions. You'll always find it right there. And if you like what you do, just, subscribe,
share,
comment.
Share it.
Always communicate with us. I'm always going to be honest with you. I don't know about this motherfucker. But 50-50. Maybe. Maybe that's what you want, though. Maybe, you need someone hyping you up.
Exactly.
That's what this boy's for.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Do help spread the word. Share it with your friends.
That's right.
And, ask us anything. If you have any doubt how we do things, or you just want to hear our personal opinion on some stupid shit.
Yeah, if you have a
Eddie,
topic.
Eddie will definitely answer it.
We'll answer that stupid shit for you.
Yes.
But anyway, back to the heresy that you've been spouting.
No, wait, hang on. How have you been? Anything new with you? I feel like I haven't seen you in such a while.
I've been great because this past week has been
recovering.
A moment of peace and relaxation for me because one of my favorite artists of all time. What is it? Some type of anniversary. I'm not sure. But wait, anyway, who? I've been paying tribute to one of my favorite artists.
Wait, what are you talking about? Are we doing this thing already? Were we talking about
her? I'm not even talking about what we're talking about. Maybe I am. Maybe I'm not. Who knows? I'm just saying that I got to relax because I got to enjoy some of her music. You know, that's all I'm saying.
Okay. You know, let me stop you right there, young man.
It's good music.
Let me stop you right there.
Please.
Guys.
What's your problem?
Everyone who's listening or watching, please grab a drink. Drink with us.
God.
We got to.
Drink to the memory of this beautiful woman.
Drink to the memory.
Texas history.
Drink to today. Today. Please. Relax.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy yourself. Enjoy the show.
That's right.
Salud, Eddie. Salud. What is this again?
It's a bourbon. It's Dylan got it from me. My boy Dylan. Y'all gonna see him one day? Probably not. It's good shit. Real good shit.
That is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit, that's really good.
Primo, my man. Don't. He got me some two. He got me two good steaks too. Two. Motherfucker didn't have to get heat. Well, he got one for me and Colleen, but Colleen doesn't eat steak. So I'm like,
Wait, what?
Two steaks.
Wait, hang on. Your wife doesn't eat steak?
No, she doesn't eat steak. She's very particular.
Why?
Well, she cares too much about this goddamn world.
Is that really like...
We're going to go with that.
Oh. No, is she allergic? Like, does she not like the texture of meat?
This is the question for her. No, I mean, I would say that, like, I think
you married her.
Her father. Yeah. What am I, a fucking babysitter? No, but I think, like, didn't your parents ever, like, make you eat shit you didn't want to eat?
No.
You just say whatever?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. Well, I can't explain it any further than that.
Have you ever heard the expression... He who eats everything never dies of hunger.
Have you ever heard of the expression? What the fuck you talking about?
Well, normally they refer to like when you ask, is it okay for a man to cheat? And the man says, he who eats everything doesn't die of hunger.
What the fuck?
It's fucking. Anyways, sorry.
Well,
he
said it.
Alrighty, guys. Salute.
They're still doing the fucking cheers. I've had like five gulps.
Dude, I'm actually feeling this already. I'm halfway through like my first beer.
God damn it, Dylan. That's what you're doing, my boy.
I haven't eaten much though, to be honest.
Okay. So that's good though. I've been seeing you getting a little.
What?
Never mind.
Anyways. okay. If we're going to talk about this lady.
Yeah.
Okay. One of my favorite artists. Hang on. Shut up. No.
One of my favorite artists.
Let's start.
I have all of her albums.
Yeah.
I don't.
All right.
I'm not gonna pretend like I.
All right. They're gonna know who we're talking about because it's gonna be in the title. No matter, like, we're trying to surprise them.
Yeah. I'm not trying to surprise anybody. I'm just saying she's one of my faves.
All right.
I can't talk about
it. So the reason. All right. So I mean, we're not gonna spend too much time on this. I don't think there's enough to even
There's plenty to talk about. There's a whole fucking course load.
No, I think we can knock it out like in 10 minutes.
Whole chapter in Texas history. Okay, 10 minutes.
No, we can knock it out in 10 minutes. All right, who are we talking about?
We're talking about Selena.
Selena.
Baila esta cumbia. Oh wait, that's it. I'll get copyrighted.
Scene.
I'm not gonna do it.
So the reason. All right, and we're
not Jennifer Lopez. All right.
That's the only Selena I know. Well, it's the only one that exists in my world. I'm sorry.
I don't even know what to say. I'm at a loss of words.
You know what? Honestly, like the
yeah.
If we were to take a quiz on Selena, like her history,
yes.
Would you pass it because you saw the movie with J-Lo, or because you're just a big fan?
I'm not gonna lie to you. I've never finished the movie.
So you'd be horrible. You'd be horrible at a Selena trivia.
I mean, I know she
sang.
She what is she? What was she? Like a fucking dancer or some shit.
Yeah.
No. I know who Selena is. I mean, obviously, who doesn't know? She wrote that.
I think I think from Texas. Song, right? From Texas, like who? I don't think anyone from Texas. Like, you can't live in Texas and not know.
And
who
not
Selena.
Know Selena is. Right?
But the reason we're talking about Selena is because.
Go ahead.
It's well, we got like a Selena International Selena Day or National Selena Day or something like that coming out.
National Selena Day.
Or it's Selena Day.
I thought it was like her anniversary or some shit.
I don't know.
There's a day for Selena?
Yeah, it's a day for Selena.
Federally mandated.
In Texas.
State mandate.
State.
Damn, that bitch is important.
Actually, I don't know. I don't know if it's like that. But
is it her anniversary, a date of death?
Here, like, Selena Day 2021.
Yeah.
It's April 16th.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
National. It's a national. Yeah.
National.
It's national. Yeah.
What up? We did it, boys.
Exactly.
Racism's over.
Racism is over.
Take that. Hit him with the George Bush sign. Mission accomplished. Let's go. Selena paved the way. Unironically, kind of. I'm not going to lie to you.
Hang on. I'm trying to look
this bitch was national. She was important.
She was.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wait, let me
still see. Is.
Hang on. Okay, so March 31st was like, that's the day she died. That's why people were talking about Selena.
March 31st.
Right.
Yeah.
But the 16th is like, oh, that's her birthday.
Who didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
I'm just fucking around with you, man.
What the fuck?
I knew all that shit.
Did you really? No. I'm not really a big fan. I mean, yeah. I like maybe one or two songs, but that's about it.
I mean, that's all. You don't need to be a devout cultist of Selena.
Oh, I think
to
you
understand.
Should.
Why, motherfucker? You're always all or nothing. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Did
like,
you? No.
But like, you should.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, you should like, worship her and drink the blood of sacrificial animals.
Of course. Yes.
If you want to be a Selena fan,
for sure. Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly how you should be.
You like Selena? Name all seven of her albums.
There's seven.
Trick question. I don't know how many albums.
Okay. I was like, no, you see, I don't even know. I don't know. I can't name you a single album. Like, I don't.
I know they have the word Celine on them.
I'm sure, right?
I know her brother was Avi Quintanilla.
Kumbi Kings. I would say I know more about Kumbi Kings than I know about Selena.
Well, that was after Selena. Like, we were born.
I know.
After Selena died.
For sure. No, we were born, I think, because she died in 95, I think.
Oh shit! I was 2 years old.
2 years old.
I was in Mexico, baby.
Man. Mm. But anyways, going back to this.
Mm?
What do you want to talk about, Selena? What the fuck,
bitch? You brought her up. Nah, that's not true. I brought her up. I love that bitch. You don't remember listening to Selena randomly, man? That bitch bops, man. Every time she comes on, fucking dance. You can't help but move a little bit, and like, even like the white people around them, they're like, oh shit, who's this bitch? I never heard of her.
Who the bitch?
And then that's how you know they're not from Texas, because they teach that shit in the history book.
That's true,
right?
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, yeah, they do. I remember that. They don't have anything about, you know, financial planning or getting well, but they got Selena in the goddamn history books.
You know, I don't know, because it depends. I mean, you probably hung out with the poor white kids.
Goddamn.
Because the ones that I knew, they were more cultured.
Goddamn.
I've seen.
Let me down easy, motherfucker. Goddamn.
I've seen other races, not Hispanic or Latino, and like they know who Frida Kahlo is.
Are you saying Selena is as impactful as Frida Kahlo?
No.
That's what you're saying right
no.
now.
No, I'm just saying, like, because you were saying right now that people wouldn't know, like, if they're not from Texas.
Yeah.
But it's like, well, Selena's pretty big, but yeah, I mean,
she's huge.
But there's
worldwide, babe. I think she toured Japan.
Well, it's national. It's national, apparently. Yeah. It's national.
Yes. That's right.
She toured Japan.
I think so.
That was Britney Spears, dude.
You know, you're right.
I think that's your thing. I think you're confusing her with Britney Spears.
You're right.
You are right.
Yeah, no, 100%.
I am right.
Actually, I don't know. I'm about to look this shit up.
Okay.
Because I swear to God, I saw her
with some Asian girl,
but that might have she might have just been Mexican. I'm not gonna lie. some of them are a little Asian.
We have those.
You remember, what was his name? The guy we used to work with at Beep.
Who?
At the fucking place we worked together. We've only worked at one place.
Yeah, but who are we talking about?
They always called him Chino.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We had to think about that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, motherfucker, goddamn.
Yeah. Hang on.
Trying to keep this thing in my face. Somebody was like, oh, he keeps it too close to his face. Keep that shit closer now. Hear me?
Yeah,
I got you. All right.
All right, hang on. So, I do like Selena. I think she's, as a person, and like, you know, her career, I think I think she has a really great career. You know, I think she got like Grammys, like at such a young age as well. Being the first Mexican American or like Latina to like, she was like breaking barriers, you know? So I thought that was pretty cool. What else do I know?
No, I think so. You know what?
She died at what? Like, she was like 24 years old.
Shit, dude.
She was about to be 25.
I think that girl's about to, the one who killed her, I think she's about to get out, isn't she?
Really?
I think so. I'm just talking out of my ass here.
Really? I was like, really? I would do.
Well, I remember someone talking to me about it.
Well, dude, it's about to be like 30 years.
That's right. She would have been 54.
No, I'm talking about the bitch that killed her. It's close to 30 years that she's been in prison. And how long do they keep them in there? I mean, OJ got out.
Love Selena.
No, how long was OJ and then until he got out?
I have no idea. OJ's a wild case. Let's talk about OJ instead.
Never mind.
Nah. Selena's cool, man. You don't remember like a?
I don't know much about Selena, dude.
What was like? Associated with Selena? Let me ask you that. What's the first thing that comes to your mind? Childhood, very obviously.
Childhood. None.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Like, you didn't hang out with some cousins, family members, mom dragged you somewhere?
We didn't really, no, we wouldn't really put Selena. No. It was always more like,
yeah, some of that hood shit.
Bronco.
Yeah, that hood shit, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Intocable.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Never mind.
Los Cardenales, Invasores.
Yeah. A bunch of hood shit.
Norteño music, right? And a little bit more, a little bit of rancheras, you know, and like, you know, like the Spanish, like pop music, whatever, like with the popular stuff from Mexico,
like what,
like Juan Gabriel, you know, like that sort of stuff.
Is rancheras or just
Luis Miguel? You know, that's the stuff that
y'all would play. Luis Miguel,
dude,
casually.
Luis Miguel has been around since like.
Yes, I know, but like at the cookouts and shit.
No, it was mostly norteñas. It was mostly norteñas and Juan Gabriel, that kind of music.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm talking. Because my parents dragged me around everywhere, right? Like everywhere, because they had friends around, shit. So I would go to the fucking parties that they would go to, and I didn't want to be there. But like, it was everybody from the fucking same village, right? And I was like, what the fuck?
Put Selena? I don't believe this.
No, motherfucker. Selena would be the warm up to the party. They would put on the norteñas, but like the women would like listen to like Selena. And like, I would be like, oh shit, what's this? This is cool.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, like all the little girl cousins would gather around and like dance and like start mimicking Selena's singing shit or whatever. It's beautiful. It was awesome.
Yeah. Don't she seems good. I like her voice.
Yeah, she's awesome. Do you know she started when she was like...
I've seen the movie, yes, Eddie. I think we've all seen the movie.
You know what you say that, and that's... I think that movie could be bullshit, but I'm referencing that movie right now.
She saved Selena. J-Lo should have won Oscar.
I don't know about that.
I'm just saying.
I don't know about that.
She saved her career.
She's more Selena than Selena.
She's more Selena than Selena. Exactly.
Why are we pretending like Selena is not alive right now? Her name is Jennifer Lopez. Okay.
Dude, she's still... No, dude. That's the thing, though. It's like, I don't know nothing other than the movie. Here's the thing. I have issues with that movie.
Go ahead.
All right. First thing. Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm calling them out.
Go
like,
ahead.
They're her parents.
Yeah.
The whole family. Mm. Fuck them.
Yeah. Little Jacksons. Basically Mexican. What's his dad's name? Michael Jackson's dad's name?
I don't know. He's a guy from Stand and Deliver.
Yeah, that guy's. He's great. No, Finger but Man. I'm talking about.
Finger Man.
Oh, big tough guy.
I've never seen that movie. I've just seen the clips on YouTube.
Playing basketball with him.
No, I haven't seen it.
Hey, man. Fucking California Mexicans. With cholos.
Oh, dear.
Dude, man. I remember we used to have some like wannabe cholos over here. But like, you know, it's different. It was here.
I was one of them, yeah.
But it was different. Because like California cholos are like very like...
Like, ese, whatever.
That fucking stereotypical bullshit. Like, you never heard the word essay fucking flown around.
Exactly, here. That's true.
Not in my hood, goddamn. Right. No one's saying fucking essay.
Like, shit, you better check yourself.
What fuck you mean essay?
Won't bleep that.
Don't bleep that shit out, goddamn. I didn't say that, motherfucker, goddamn.
It's because we were cool with...
Why are you explaining it more? You could have just bleeped it out and nobody would have known. God damn it. All right. Anyway.
I'm bleeping it again.
Action. Anyway.
Hey, man. Anyways.
Anyway. No, like, yeah, that California stereotypical bullshit. No, that wasn't us. You know, nobody said essay. Nobody wore the fucking ankle socks and the shorts and the fucking cholo lean, the goddamn fucking bandana. Nobody did that shit. Except for one motherfucker that came from California that I remember. And he wanted to be all about the cholo lean and all that bullshit.
Right.
But... I do remember listening to Paul Wall. I remember listening to fucking SPM.
Why are we getting away from Selena?
Because
okay, sorry.
Selena was the foundation, motherfucker, goddammit.
Is she?
Yes, Texan born. All right? That's why she's so important. Texan born, raised. All right? She gathered what was known as like a minority community. Nobody paid attention to these motherfuckers. And then Selena came
up. I can see that.
And they were like, all right, finally, music for us.
Right.
Radio stations started playing her. They started seeing real money in like advertising for these radio stations. We started becoming a real part of the community here in Texas. It sounds stupid to contribute all that shit to her, right? But like, there's a kicking off point. It's like a fucking
but it was a domino effect, also right? Like it was like a different genre.
Yeah,
because she was doing 100%. Is it Tejano music?
Tejano. Yeah, that's what it means. Texan.
Tejano music.
Yeah, because it's not like and people gave her so much shit, dude. So much. Yeah, that's right. I'm looking at you, motherfucker.
I'm not saying anything. Yeah. I just don't.
Say which eyes.
I don't know much about this girl.
But I feel like you have like a sacrificial altar to keep that bitch dead.
God damn. No.
I'm getting that vibe from you.
No, dude.
Puts away knife. Puts away goat. No, but you know, she was a big deal for a lot of people, and she made some good music.
I think she made some good music. Mm-hmm. It was, I think we all know, like you know, like the very common popular ones, right?
Yeah,
and really, I only know the cumbia stuff, right? Like the cumbia hits, but I don't know any of her Tejano songs. I don't.
It's a shame.
Do you?
Yeah.
Name me one Tejano song right now.
El chico del apartamento
512. Bitch, that's not a... That's not Tejano.
That's Tejano.
Well,
that's
dude,
the most... What are you talking about?
It's actually... It's very sad that you're actually from Mexico and you don't even know that that's cumbia.
How is that cumbia?
That's cumbia.
If we didn't have to DMCA this goddamn
dude,
play
you
the
don't,
song right
oh
now.
Oh my God. I actually want to pause this episode just so I can God, like... You don't know what Tejano music is? You know Tejano music is more like grupero.
Jesus. What are you talking about? Eddie. I'll put you a song that's cumbia. Okay, what kind of cumbia? What kind of cumbia are you talking about?
Like cumbia.
Which one? Tropical? Sonidera? What are you talking about?
No, it's just like...
Colombiana?
It was like that, but they did it kind of like... They added like they had like the electric tejano? Guitars what? And they the had like... The Tejano
mix or what? Word for that, right? Dude. They added the Tejano shit. Right,
but they it was like a fusion. It was more of a fusion, but it was cumbias. They got into the cumbias field, but I'm talking about like her Tejano music. I don't want to talk about her anymore.
Why are you bringing this up? You know I can't handle this bullshit.
You know,
every time we talk about Selena, we get into a fight. God damn it!
You know this, man. You know this.
I do know it. I love it. But I love seeing you hate her.
I don't hate Selena. I like that song actually, the one that you said, El Chico del Apartamento 5. Yeah, but that's more from my. I'm pretty sure
she had some really good pop songs too. The I Will Fall in Love, but that's kind of a little bit cumbia too. But like, that starts off with the rhythm.
A pop song, dude. What are you talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, it is a pop song, but there's two different versions.
Wait, what, really?
Yes.
I like her mariachi ones. Those were pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
That, I mean, there's like two, though. There's like two or three.
But she banged them out.
No, yeah, she's good. And, like, no me queda más. No. Anyways.
Start levitating.
Yeah. But other than that, no, I don't know. I really don't know
there much were some of other her songs. Stuff. Oh, when she covered Back in the Chain Gang?
No.
Fotos y recuerdos.
Fotos y recuerdos.
That was a cover of Back on the Chain Gang.
Okay, yeah. Fuck that song. Anyways.
Motherfucker knows every word to it, though.
No, wait. What about... hang on. Going back to what I was saying, my issue with the family.
Go ahead.
Fuck them.
Why?
You know what do you mean, why? Wait. You've seen the movie.
Kind of.
I never
finished it.
Oh, how far did you get?
She starts singing Como una flor and acting like she's
okay. So I think it's like
saving people.
I think it's a little after that. It's when she gets married. You remember she gets married?
Never got that far.
Oh, dude, I'm about to, dude.
You gonna cry?
No, don't like do. I don't want to spoil it for you.
This is like I feel like a kid who didn't get to see the ending of Bambi. Or got up to Bambi before the mom was killed.
Oh.
Is this what's happening
spoilers.
Right now?
Spoilers. God damn it, dude. Spoilers.
I'm not going to see it. I'm never going to see it.
No, for the people that are listening.
All right. Spoiler alert. Stop the goddamn recording right now. And join us back in 10 seconds. What happened?
No. What? I'm talking about Bambi. You spoiled it.
Oh. What the fuck?
Anyways. Hang on. No. So here's a spoiler for Selena for those who did not see the the Academy Award winning, or should have been Academy Award
performance
by J-Lo, Selena.
Mm-hmm.
I do know that's the film that actually like boosted her career for J-Lo.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I know that, yeah.
Yeah, but anyways, my issue with the parents
yes.
is that if you watch the movie... You know, the dad was against her having a boyfriend, right?
Mm-hmm.
You remember that?
Yeah, and dressing all slutty or whatever. Yeah,
right. But mainly it was like he didn't want her having a boyfriend, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
He was the dad like freaked out. The mom she was like, oh, you know, kind of like supporting her. I guess the mom's all right. She'll pass. But the dad, I think my issue is really with the dad.
Yeah,
because like I said, he was against the whole thing.
Yeah.
He kicked the he was like the lead guitarist,
right? Yeah, out of the band.
Kicked him out of the bus. Mm-hmm. I'm basing my facts
from the movie,
by the way.
You've seen the movie, you know what we're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about.
So anyway, how can you not have seen the movie? They played that shit in history class.
You didn't even finish it.
Yeah, but the reason I didn't finish it is because they would put that shit on the classroom so the teachers could like get over their hangover.
Probably.
And like not have to worry about these damn kids.
Teaching
and
I'm them
watching either Remember the Titans or fucking Selena or fucking Finding Nemo for the goddamn 10th,
holes.
20th, 30th goddamn time. Holes.
Holes.
I saw the Nutcracker, the beginning, the first 20 minutes of the goddamn Nutcracker.
Okay, hang on. So, the dad, mm-hmm. right? The dad is like, he gets all upset, but then I think, so they break up, right? They break up or like they don't see each other
yeah.
For some time period. And Selena comes out of nowhere. She like she goes up to the boyfriend and she marries the dude.
Yeah,
you remember that?
Yeah,
it's not familiar.
I remember them marrying, but I remember them eating pizza.
Oh, it's like
And then he's like, y'all don't put too much hot sauce on it. And then he's like, I'm going to put the hot sauce on it, though.
I like it burn. What is it? How do you say it? I like it when it burns. I like it hot. I like it hot. Something like that.
And she's like, I'm going to fuck you.
We gonna fuck.
We already fucking.
Damn.
So you need to calm down. J-Lo, calm down. Yeah, bitch.
I like the bus too. Anyways, can I finish my damn story? Can I finish?
Go ahead. Ain't no one stopping you. Finish goddamn story. Goddamn.
The fucking dad.
The dad.
He was pissed off the whole time, right? This whole time, throughout the whole movie, he's mad.
Mm-hmm.
She gets married.
Mm.
Surprise, you know?
Yeah.
And then they put it on the radio. It's all over the radio. And they're like, all right, we're not going to go to my parents, whatever. Until, like, you know, we figure out a plan. They calm down. They go to the parents' house. And Selena goes and talks to her dad.
Se la robó?
No. They were just like, they were.
I mean, she did. He did.
No. They went and got married. And they just like.
Without asking the dad for permission.
But she was already like, what? 21? 20?
I mean, I guess, yeah.
Or maybe a little bit older than that.
I guess, but.
I think. I don't know. They didn't put the ages on the movie. But anyways, the dad, he's crying, telling her that I just don't know how to let you go. And you know that I'm proud that you did this. Something like that. Some bullshit like that. And I was like.
And you're fuming.
The whole time, I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Boiling. You fucking kidding me?
What's wrong with you?
You know, like, as a father,
right.
You'd be like, how dare you? You know, like you don't even advise. You do this. You know, you'd be really upset.
Yeah.
You know, like you're throwing away your career, or maybe not throwing away your career, but like you're not thinking right.
Yeah, you know,
like she decided to go with her, you know, and it was some dude who just plays the guitar. You know, like what he like, totally different levels.
If I'm hearing you right. You're mad at the dad for not being more angry?
I'm saying that he was fake. The whole thing was fake. As far as from the movie, it was fake.
It was a movie. What are you talking about?
No. what? Like, I'm sure it was nothing close to what the movie projected.
Okay, so your beef is with movie
my
dad.
My beef was movie dad. Your beef. My beef is with movie dad because there is no way in hell he was just like, I'm happy you did this because I don't know how to let you go.
Yeah, no, I don't go like that.
No way. It's
no
like, dude,
way in hell.
And I'm pretty sure it had to do more with like, if we lose Selena, what the fuck are we gonna do now? I'm sure it was more like it was just like, fuck it, like what do we? But they can't do anything because like all everyone's like getting money from Selena's career.
You know what? You're
you know what I'm talking about? Does that, am I making sense?
He's like, I can just picture the conversation with the fucking, the mom and the dad. And the mom's like, fuck, what are we going to do? Look, no, she's going to leave. And it's like, all right, bitch, shut the fuck up. Let me think. God damn it.
I told her I was happy.
All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to tell her we're proud of her.
Exactly.
We're going to tell her we'll welcome him in, open arms. Don't matter if he's just guitars or not.
Exactly.
And then we're going on to the next day.
God. Dude, I'm telling you, that's exactly what happened.
I believe that. Yeah.
I was like, dude, this movie's fucking fake. That. Maybe it's not fake.
Mm.
Them parents are fucking assholes.
I mean, you got to wonder how much that motherfucker pushed his daughter, right?
No, for sure.
And like, you know, you think about Michael Jackson and all these other motherfuckers that were pushed that hard, but created great motherfucking music. You seen the hold up. What you mean, eh?
Which is talking about Selena, right?
No.
Yeah, you said Selena. How dare you compare it to like Michael Jackson? Eddie.
We're not going to fight.
All right.
We're not going to fight.
All right.
We're recording. It's live. I'm not going to.
All right. Salute. Chokes the whole thing.
All right. Let me finish my goddamn point. Have you seen the movie Whiplash? Did you finally see it?
I haven't told you to. I haven't seen it. I'm sorry.
Of course you haven't. You're ignorant. Keep on not seeing it. Keep on not being inspired.
Oh, I'm inspired.
God damn it.
I'm inspired right now.
Inspired to be a goddamn ignorant motherfucker. No.
Ignorant motherfucker. It says the guy that was like, yeah, it was 40 days until Jesus came back.
Yeah.
You fucking idiot.
Blame the
talk about ignorance.
Blame the goddamn Catholic school system.
What the fuck? Yeah, damn, dude.
Look at me right now. I'm doing fine. Jesus loves me.
Jesus loves me.
Me and Jesus are cool, baby. I talk to him every night. We fine.
He's probably just like looking down right now. It's like,
Look at this motherfucker drinking again.
Look at him.
Goddamn. You said he was gonna stop too. Look at him taking another drink.
Look at him.
Look, there you go.
There you go. All right.
I called it.
Do your point. Go to your point. We've already gone too long with this goddamn Selena talk.
It's been a minute. Okay. So my point was,
I'm about to end it,
that in Whiplash, if anybody who's seen the movie Whiplash can not understand what I'm talking about, it tackles the theme of what does it take to be great, truly great? What's the ultimate sacrifice that you have to give up to be great? You think about like all these talented motherfuckers that had to like really give up everything that they knew was close to them.
Right.
The only thing that mattered was being the best. Damn. What is that going to cost? Right. And to some people, and to some fathers, it don't matter the price. I'm going to pay it. Now, I don't know. I don't know nothing about this motherfucker, right? All I know is fucking Edward James Olmos, or whatever the fuck his name.
Fingerman.
Oh, tough guy, eh? I'm not even sure that's what he says, but he sounds like something he would say. Didn't he have a heart attack in the middle of the goddamn movie?
No, he didn't.
I'm pretty sure he did.
Wait, Stand and Deliver?
Yes.
No, I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it? Why are you even telling me he didn't then?
God damn, what the we're talking about Selena.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't have no goddamn heart attack.
I thought we were talking about Selena. I'm so sorry. I apologize.
Anyway,
just finish the damn. Finish your point.
Watch Whiplash, man. Because at the end of it, he goes through this whole. The teacher that's teaching him how to do all this shit is so fucking abusive to him. And mentally, just like the stuff that he has to go through, there's no way that it's worth all of that bullshit. But at the end of it, this motherfucker comes out with one of the best goddamn solos I've ever heard in my life. You can't convince me that that motherfucker wasn't playing the goddamn drums.
Wait, was he really playing the drums there? Like, real life?
I think he actually learned how to do it, but very obviously some other motherfucker stood in. All I'm saying is that motherfucker was playing the drums when I was seeing it.
I mean, right? Ryan Gosling learned how to play the goddamn piano.
He didn't learn how to fucking sing or dance, though. That's the motherfucking part. Ain't that a bitch? I thought this was a musical, goddamn.
All right, hang on.
Motherfucking goddamn. I know he's a good-looking guy, but you know what? I can't get on that Ryan Gosling shit right now.
Did you watch the series of Selena on Netflix?
Hell no, I didn't watch that bullshit. Why? To say that, like, to say this ain't as good as the movie? Like, everybody else is saying?
I didn't watch it. I mean, because I knew how it ends.
I mean, I pay my respects like everybody else. I listen to her songs whenever she's brought up in the news, which is like... In Univision, it's like every other, like three times a year they bring her up.
Not even.
Oh, yes.
Probably.
Yes. Probably more than that.
I don't watch
it. I'm not going to lie to you. Every time I tune in, it's like,
pay my respects. I mean, I guess when they play her at a freaking Salsetta or something like that.
How do you pay respects?
When they play it on Salsetta, I'm like,
This one's for you, baby.
This one's for you. Exactly. There you go.
It's a beautiful way to pay respect.
Right.
Very beautiful. Anyway, Ryan Gosling is a terrible singer and dancer. That's the whole point of this. We're going to end it right there.
All right. Moving on.
What you think about this Lil Nas guy? Y'all hear how everybody's tripping about this Lil Nas guy?
Speaking about the devil's music. I'm totally kidding.
No, you did not, motherfucker. Goddamn. Oh, my God.
Dude, we're getting canceled.
You're going to get canceled. I think that boy is all right. I think he's fine. I think he's doing the best that he can do in this fucked up industry.
Nah,
I support him 100%. Be the best you can be. Go get it.
I mean, the song's pretty catchy.
Yeah.
I haven't really seen the video. Call me when you want. Or call me. Is that what it says? Call me when you want.
Call me by your name.
Oh, call me by my name. No. I don't know. I think it's call me when you want.
I don't know, goddamn. I saw it on TikTok one time.
Yeah.
It was flipping.
And it's literally just that one second. Come on.
Yeah, like, on his way to hell or some shit.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Because the whole the music video is him on his way to hell, right?
Right, on but a stripper pole.
He's stripping. Which, if you're gonna go to hell,
do a style.
Shit.
And to the main stage, Lil Nas.
Equivalent of like putting on the sunglasses, revving the motorcycle, jumping the goddamn ravine. All right.
Hell yeah, I like that.
Like, if you're gonna be gay, might as well go out.
Go out with a bang.
Go out with a bang. Well, let me say this. If you're going to be gay and the Catholics were right,
sponsorship.
Might as well go out with a bang. Listen, okay. I support LGBTQ plus. 100%. Don't look at me like I don't support them. Look at my eyes right now. Tell me I'm lying.
With you. I'm right there with you, boy.
Yeah, I'm.
Yeah, dude. No. I think that's all right. I mean,
why do you think people were so pissed at him? Because there was a... I was surprised.
I think it's,
I was
think
like, is this 2021 or not?
I think it's just the devil's part.
Damn.
The same part. I think that's what it is. But I mean...
Oh, I thought you were saying... I think it's just him being a fucking heathen.
Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
Brad, I just said it. I mean, no, you got that right, baby.
I say what I say.
God damn.
No. I just.
That's fucking rough, baby. I don't know. Got that.
Right. I think it's just like, you know, like, just like I guess.
You on the booze?
It had to do with I would think like it's just like you know like.
Yeah, go ahead.
In the video, isn't he like giving a lap dance to Satan? Something like that. So I mean,
you say my man Satan don't deserve a lap dance every once in a while.
Yeah, that's your man.
that's your man. My boy, dog.
That's your boy.
He gave me for real.
Dang,
that's my dog.
We gotta bleep that out now. God dang it.
Yeah, for real, man. No, I'm just kidding. Mother, Son, Holy Spirit. Padre Nuestro.
No,
I'm gonna go see the Virgin Mary right now. Look at me.
All right? That's part of it, dude.
Y'all think I'm fucking around? I got a Virgin Mary right there. Another one over there, and I got another. Crucifix in my goddamn room. I ain't playing around with the goddamn devil.
If anything, that's like connect more like with Satan than.
Damn.
No, I'm just kidding. No, I think.
I know I'm fucking around though. Me and Mary, we're cool. I know her son is real cool.
No, anyways, the. Damn, dude. We can't release this.
Man, I'm sorry.
It's a joke. Listen, everything we say is a joke, by the way.
It is a joke.
Yes.
I respect whatever anybody believes in. 100%.
Going back, Lil Nas, like the whole Satan thing, I think, dude, like, if it works for him, cool.
What do you mean work?
Dude, I mean, I think, like, whoever, like, I think his marketing team did a really great job. Because, like, before this, I didn't even know who Lil Nas was.
Mm, it's true.
But now I know who Lil Nas is.
I know who that motherfucker is.
I was like, all right, it worked.
Mm-hmm.
Good job.
Yeah, damn.
I mean, I'm not going to go see him live or anything, but stream his music.
I feel like he would have a badass live show. Like if anybody has a good live show,
because you say he sings that other song as well, right? With Hannah Montana's dad,
Billy Ray. I was gonna say Miley Ray Cyrus. That ain't right.
Billy.
Down, da, 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 da,
yeah, you see, like I've heard that song when I'm out and about. Like I think like at a bar
road,
or something,
old country road or
something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I didn't even know it was Lil Nas.
You know what was crazy about that is that he's like the first black, openly gay country star musician, which like people didn't want him to be country because he's a rapper. Ooh,
Billy Ray Cyrus?
Lil Nas, motherfucker. What the fuck are we talking
about? Wait, he's not a country.
Yes, he is.
Wait, he sings country?
Yep. That song is classified as country.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Yes, okay. But he's actually like he's in rap or hip hop.
I don't know enough about the man.
I don't know anything about him.
I don't know anything. But I know that song was supposed to be country.
It's labeled in country genre.
Mm-hmm. God damn, y'all gonna have to excuse me.
Wait, so he's the first gay country.
Openly gay.
Openly gay country.
Unless I'm wrong. I could be completely wrong. There might be some fucking, like some indie fucking country star that was actually gay the entire time. You know, fucking internet loves to do that bullshit. It's like, actually, the first openly gay person was this fucking motherfucker who nobody's ever heard of, but you should have, and you should feel bad that you haven't heard of him. Go kill yourself.
Is this your impression of like a
Gen Z? Yeah. Come at me, motherfuckers. I don't give a goddamn.
Yeah. Pulls out a gun.
I don't give a goddamn. Where the goddamn Gen Z at? What the fuck does Z stand for? Sucker? Right. This motherfucker just spelled sucker with a Z. Goddamn.
Alrighty.
Let's go.
Lil Nas. We're done with Lil Nas. Fuck Lil Nas.
You didn't even tell me what you think about it.
I'm kidding. I haven't even heard the whole song.
I believe you.
Of either one.
What you've heard is pretty good.
Call me when you want. Call me when you need. That's all I do.
You know, it came out in the Super Bowl, right?
Wait, what?
It was an ad. Take me down to the.
No, I don't remember.
Yizzer?
Yizzer?
Mm-hmm.
He came out in the Super Bowl. in a Super Bowl ad.
I'm talking millions, boy. Millions with an M.
But look, that's what I'm telling you. Like his marketing team did a hell of a job, because like I know who he is now.
Who do you think his marketing team is? U.S. government? Be real with me now.
Probably.
God damn. There it is.
I believe in those conspiracies.
Oh my God. That's another topic for another time. I'm just kidding.
All right. Are we done with this?
Yeah, we done.
Okay.
I mean, I don't got nothing else to say about Lil Nas.
I don't know anything about him. But
now we're talking about the real shit.
Good luck to your career, dude.
Keep it up.
Hang on. What about the shoes? Did you hear about the shoes?
What shoes?
You hear about his shoes?
No, I didn't know about goddamn shoes. What happened with the shoes?
He released like a fake. Nike shoe.
Fake? What do you mean fake?
Well, it wasn't actually Nike, but they used a little swoosh thing.
So they replicated the logo.
Yeah,
exactly like it was.
Apparently, yeah, from my understanding, they got someone else to do the shoe.
Man, they just tried
to get my boy. So there's a shoe. There's a shoe. I think it's an Air Max. Mm. An Air Max. One of the Air Max shoes, and they did it all black with a little bit of red, and there's like a hint of blood inside the bubble of the where the sole goes, in the very bottom. The heel of the shoe. There's a bubble that you know the shoe. Mm. There's like a little liquid, but there's like a little hint of actual human blood. And then they actually put like a star. I'm assuming it's like the devil star or something. It's on the shoe, like on the very top. And they're only
the pentagram.
Is that what it is? Yeah. Mm. And it has Nike's thing, whatever. And they released a certain amount of it's a specific number. I can't remember what it was, but it's like I think it's a biblical verse, but like talking about Satan or something like that. and it has like the 666 on it, whatever. But anyway, it's a little Nas shoe.
Motherfucker, chill out, goddamn.
Yeah, and I think Nike got like a.
That's just the Catholic in me.
They got some sort of like there's like a
capitalist in me.
There's an order anything, to like I think they stopped the sale of the shoe.
Oh,
they were selling them for like I'm sorry, it was the price. I think they only had 606. They only made 666, and they were selling them at the price of whatever that verse is. The number, it was a number. So that's how much it was. It was like a thousand something or something like that. I think I may be a little off.
This could be bullshit.
This could be complete bullshit. Right, but anyways,
what you read this on Facebook?
No. It was on the news.
It was on the motherfucker MSNBC.
MSNBC.
God damn.
Yeah. But anyways, other than that, that's all I know. But his marketing team, they did well. Because I know who Lil Nas is.
There you go. All right. Keep it up, little buddy.
Let's get on to some real shit.
Mm-hmm.